I picked up my first job this year as a delivery driver for Pizza Hut. I'm 16, so this was only a part-time job that I did after school a couple days a week. I chose Pizza Hut, though, because it's not that busy nowadays, and I didn't want to have a job I was stressing out all the time at. The first months passed with nothing of interest. It was a very boring and repetitive job that left most days as forgettable, but then I had one experience that I'll never forget. It was a Friday, and we got an order in just before closing. The address wasn't too far, but it went through a part of town that I almost never went to. This neighborhood was different from the rest, not having tons of houses or stores in it, which gave me no reason to ever go there. While driving through, I kept checking the GPS as it took me all the way through the neighborhood, turning down seemingly every road until it finally said I arrived, but something was off. On my left was a row of maybe 6 or 7 houses, and on the right was a path leading to a park. The waypoint on the GPS was showing up on the right side, so I double-checked by searching the address on Google, and it was the actual address of the park. I parked on the side of the road and picked up the pizza, getting out and walking up to the path. With a better look, I could see that it was just a walking path, not leading to any sort of playground or anything, which is where I expected to see a group of kids that had ordered a pizza. But instead, there was a guy sitting on a bench a little ways down, waving at me. I started walking over, still a bit unsure about it. As I got closer, he stood up and started sifting through his wallet for cash. The fact that he was alone on a walking path at night, and for some reason needed a pizza delivered here, was odd to say the least. So I was skeptical when I went up and greeted him. We began exchanging everything, but during the interaction, the guy started talking to himself, repeating the same phrases like, "I'm okay," and "everything's going to be okay," which made me feel like I kind of needed to ask him if he was okay. He stopped talking and looked up at me. In his eyes, I saw fear and helplessness. Something that I don't think I'd ever truly seen in someone's look before. From his look alone, a surge of adrenaline rushed through me, and I turned around, only to be met by a tall man wearing a cloth mask over his face. He held me at knife point and screamed at me to empty my pockets and toss everything on the ground. I quickly did as he said, and only became more terrified when he started to forcefully push both me and the guy from the bench off the path and into the woods, leaving everything on the ground and showing no interest in any of it. We walked for a few minutes, going well into the woods, far enough to no longer see the light of the path. Then the guy next to me suddenly shoved me to the ground and started to run in the other direction. The man in the mask surprisingly left me alone and took off after him. I quickly got back up and ran back to the path, hearing and seeing nothing else. Police arrived only a few minutes after I called, but both men were gone, and from what I know, they still are. I can't say why the other victim pushed me down, though it was most likely an effort to leave me behind so he could escape. I don't blame him, but it was a low move and makes me feel slightly less sorry for him and whatever he had to endure afterward. What the abductor intended to do is unknown, but him showing no interest in my wallet or belongings makes me feel it was something extremely awful. Ironically, though, it was the selfishness of the other victim that both put me in that awful situation and saved me from it. I was driving along route to deliver the last pizza for the night. It was well into the early morning hours, sometime around 2 a.m. I live in a pretty small town, working for a local pizza shop that was one of the only places offering delivery, given that most of the town is spread far out. The road I was on was a not so often used side road that conveniently went from one side of the town to the other without any stoplights or intersections. It was mainly empty, going through the forest that surrounded our town. As I drove along, something with my car started to feel different. I checked my gas, but it was at half, and no other icons were showing up on my dashboard. I figured it was nothing and ignored it, but the further down the road I got, the more my car began to struggle. It was bumpy, shifting back and forth as I tried to maintain speed, until it just stopped accelerating. The car rolled forward, and I slowly turned it off to the side of the road, stopping it halfway in the grass. With some annoyance, I looked again at my dashboard as I tried to turn the car back on, but had no luck. I rubbed my eyes with frustration, then calmly got out and looked for any signs of damage on the outside of the car. I didn't see anything, but it was a really old car, and honestly, I didn't even know what to look for. As I was out there, I looked down the road, not seeing anything but fog and trees. But when I looked back the way I came from, I saw a figure far out standing in the fog on the other side of the road. I got back in my car and called up one of my coworkers, who was also a friend of mine, and asked if he could do me a favor and pick me up. He agreed, though it wouldn't be for another 30 minutes. I thanked him, then called the customer to let them know my situation and apologized for the inconvenience. They were nice about it, so all I was left to do was sit back and wait. After a second, I remembered that figure that I'd seen, so I checked my mirrors, but saw nothing. I didn't see anybody on the side of the road or by the trees, although it was really dark and foggy. I sat back again and opened the box of pizza, grabbing a slice for myself while I waited. Over time, though, an eerie feeling continued to grow on me. Being out on this empty road with very limited vision just started to freak me out. I could only see a few feet into the forest before it was complete darkness, and the fog on the road seemed to only get more dense as time went on. I waited for 30 minutes, keeping my eyes open the whole time and checking the mirrors, but then I heard something. Footsteps, getting more noticeable as the sound came closer, coming from the darkness within the forest. I stared at the empty fog, seeing a man appear near one of the trees. He walked directly up to my car, knocking on the window and sending a friendly smile at me.
Sorry, I can't roll the window down,
I said through the glass, not really sure what else to say. The man said nothing, but then casually tried to open the door before walking around to the back. I looked in the mirror as he stood by the trunk, seeming like he was trying to hide for a second as he shifted around with something in his hands, and it was just then that headlights came through the fog from down the road. The man watched as the car slowed down and started to pull in behind me, then he ran into the forest, losing my sight in the fog. My friend seemed to have noticed the man as well, because he was very cautious about approaching my car. We ended up leaving my car behind, and it was on the ride back with my friend that he told me the man was holding a gun before he ran into the forest. We called the police and had a tow truck pick up the car, which happened to have been broken into and looted. It turned out that the gas meter was stuck in the middle, and it was actually an empty tank. But concerning the man, there's been nothing on it. I don't know what he was trying to do. I mean, he obviously robbed the car, but what would he have done to me if he had tried to while I was inside? And why was he out there on that empty road in the middle of the night anyway? All I can say is that if my friend hadn't shown up when he did, I'm pretty sure I would have never been seen again. I worked at a Papa John's in my town about 2 years ago while I was taking online classes in college. I don't think anybody actually wants to work at a Papa John's, let alone any fast food place, but they were flexible with my availability due to having school on the weekdays. I worked 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all of which I did closing shifts as the delivery driver. I'm sure you all know the basic gist of it, but I pretty much waited in the store for orders to come in, then would deliver one or two at a time. Our location of Papa John's wasn't always that busy. I spent most of my time hanging out in the back and talking to my coworkers, just waiting for the clock to run down. Just past 11, a call came in. My coworker answered it and put in the order, then quickly got it in the oven, and not long after, I was taking it out to deliver. The address was a normal 10 minutes away, inside a neighborhood of mid-sized homes. I pulled up their driveway and quickly got the pizza, then walked up to the front door. I was about to ring the doorbell until I noticed a sheet of paper taped to the door. On it was a handwritten message saying "Do not knock or use doorbell." I reread it multiple times over, thinking it must be telling me to do one or the other, but no, it said to not do either. It was a brand new piece of paper too, so I knew the sign had to be for me, but what was I supposed to do? I pulled out my phone and called the number on the order. It rang once, then I heard a ringtone coming from inside the house. It was quiet and muffled, probably coming from the back of the house somewhere, but after only a few rings, it stopped. I looked down at my phone and the call had been denied. Strangely though, I didn't hear anyone or see any movement in the windows. I leaned in closer to the door to try to listen more intently. It was quiet, no sounds at all. Until suddenly, chaotic footsteps loudly sprinted down the stairs, shaking the entire house and running straight to the front door. I backed away and tried to act natural, but the sudden aggression of sound had me a bit startled. A few seconds passed without them opening the door, but I knew the person was right on the other side. Assuming he was looking at me through the peephole, I got a bit more unnerved. I don't know if it was everything going on, or just a gut instinct, but something told me that this was wrong. Looking around the other houses, the whole neighborhood was dark with only a handful of lights on throughout the whole street, giving my feelings more sense to them. Then the door swung open.
"I have your pizza here from Papa John's,"
I said. The man gave me an empty look, then took the box from my hands. Immediately after, a loud thump resonated through the hallway inside the house. I looked past the man, but the house was too dark to see much of anything, and only a moment later, the door was slammed in my face. I heard him lock it, then quickly run down the hallway, and then it was silent again. I waited for a minute and listened, but after hearing no further sounds, I went back to my car and drove away. I parked in a nearby store parking lot and called the police to do a wellness check on that house. I wasn't sure of anything, but I didn't want to risk not reporting it. I got a call later that night, saying they didn't find anything to worry about. Strangely, they said only the man lived there, but someone else had to have been there to make that sound I heard, which was also where I heard the phone ringing from. Nothing more came of it, but I still think on what exactly happened that night. It could have just been a strange man and nothing more, but it's the possibility of it being something else that keeps me up at night.